Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide, and Mike Adams is about to take over and break down the news. He's got a special guest joining him as well in the last segment of this hour. Big interview we're going to premiere here. Rob is literally in the room next to us, just getting the club together and adding a few videos of his father being stabbed, the president of Brazil. But just incredibly exciting to hear. You helped inspire the revolution in Brazil. We watched your show. You know, my dad loves you. We already knew that, but like, you're standing there, and this guy's a member of Congress in Brazil, and Brazil's a very important country for folks who don't know. And this hemisphere is second only to the United States. I mean, you say Canada, but Brazil's more important than Canada. I think it's Canada. Just amazing. And I want to tell listeners something else, too. When you spread the word about the live feeds, I say this all the time, but I want you to get it. The globalists and the oppressive systems think they can beat humanity. But with your human intelligence, when you spread a link, when you spread an article, when you take action, you spread a naturalnews.com article or an Infowars.com article by hand, hanging up on the wall, all of that is powerful and it overrides the AI. This is the real first big war against human armies in political action against AI robots. We think of a robot like Danger Will Robinson, but these are robots that are within the network watching us, controlling us, manipulating us with machine learning to see what we'll submit to. But we can just override everything they do by simply saying we don't submit to it. And so that's why right now your action, your prayer, your action, your financial support, your spreading the word isn't paramount. Paramount's the top of a mountain, means the highest point. We're beyond the highest point of a mountain. It's the North Star. The North Star is above Paramount. North Star is in the heaven. And so they go low, we go so high that we're not even in the same universe. Mike Adams, tell them what you've got coming up with your next guest.
Well, I've got two great guests coming up. We've got Dave Hodges joining us here shortly from the Common Sense Show with some unique analysis. And then we've got James Lyons Weiler, who is an expert in virology and has been, I think, your guest previously, but he's got new information for us today. But I just want to say a couple things, Alex. Number one, you know, I'm humbled and I really appreciate you inviting me to host this week. When you called me Monday and said, hey, can you host for 4 days? And I'm in the middle of this crazy, insane demand and warehouse operation. I wasn't sure that I could, but we made it work. And I think this is the most important thing that I can be contributing right now to the InfoWars audience. So I appreciate being here, but I do the homework on this, Alex. I make sure I double and triple check everything that I'm doing, just like I'm doing the math. We're doing the analysis. We're getting feeds out of Asia. Folks, if you watch InfoWars, you are weeks ahead of what the mainstream media will report later. And I want to tell you here, this weekend, folks, I mean, this weekend, you better get your preps ready. This may be the last weekend before mainstream America starts to wake up and realize
Mike,
this
Mike,
is happening.
First thing I'm doing at 8 a.m. tomorrow is I'm going to the grocery store. There's a lot of little items you want to add to storable food just for the future, and I'm going to buy a bunch more food. And then I'm going to go buy more ammo. Yep. It's just gut level. It's the right thing to do. It's that box you check off.
Well, and like I said yesterday on your show, there are certain things that can't be found in storable food, such as cooking oil or butter or peanut butter or lard or other things that add calories. And folks, you should be thinking about not only order the storable food, which has a very long shelf life, but what can you get locally right now too that you can use to augment that food? You can take a bucket of quinoa And if you add butter to it, now you've actually got kind of quinoa soup, or an egg and some butter. Now you've got a rich broth, high in protein, high in calories. That's good survival food, and it's dirt cheap. You know, it works. Just get prepared, everybody. This is probably your last chance.
I totally agree. I'm going to say one more thing when we come back on the other side with Mike Adams. 60 seconds, and then he's going to take over the next 2 hours. And then we've got Dr. Nick Begich. Can't wait to hear what he has to say of Earth Rising in the fourth hour. Then the War Room, live from CPAC with Owen Schroyer. Whatever you do, spread the links. That is the resistance. I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods, everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Mike Adams has taken over. He's got two huge guests right now. I'm getting on an airplane in a few hours back to Austin. Definitely doing live emergency feeds tomorrow. Owen's going to be here covering President Trump tomorrow at CPAC with Savannah Hernandez, so much of the other amazing crew. But I got to say this. I got a chance over 20 years ago to get involved with Hollywood. I called my Hollywood without asking and put in major movies by Rick Linklater. And then big Hollywood, real Hollywood, because he's a Texan, he's a good guy, tried to get me involved. And I was like, this sucks. This is empty. I don't want this. I'm not a person that gets into that type of fake status. But with Nigel Farage that got the UK out of the New World Order and did all, the guy's incredible. They tried to kill him six times. The police have confirmed, at least twice, in France and England. Goes on the air and says, you, InfoWars, is what let UKIP explode 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and it's how we became a major party. People listening to you in the UK. That to me, that's not like, ooh, I'm important. That's like, thank you, God. We're doing it. And then, coming up last second of this hour, Eduardo Bolsonaro, member of Congress, son of the president of Brazil, you know, the Trump of South America. Brazil is just as important as the U.S., potentially, with the people and the resources they have. Most powerful country in South Central America. And it's just doing so good under him. And to say, my father's inspired by you. We tried to get on your show. You helped wake us up to the 1776. All of it. He's sitting there telling me this. And yeah, we'll come to Austin. My father will come on the show. I already knew that, but it shows why they want to shut us down. And so I want to say this again. It's you, the listeners and viewers, that did this. Half the time, I'm a train wreck, unlistenable, unwatchable. But everybody knows the spirit is there. And I want to win, and I'm not a BSer, and I'm willing to die to tell the truth. And there are other people who are inspiring who saw what we were doing long before even Trump came along. They were fighting and running for office, trying to kick the globalists out of their country. I remember I had different reporters on, even Greg Palast, the BBC, on about the IMF World Bank plan to bankrupt Brazil. And I remember we had newspapers were like, we have a permission to republish the transcript of this interview. And it was putting all these papers in Brazil. That was 15 years ago. But it's that work we did while the globalists ignored us. It absolutely changed the surface of the planet with nationalists and patriots being elected everywhere. You, the audience, especially if you were listening 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and supported us. You did this. I know you don't want the credit, but I just want to say, I'm on the opposite of a power trip right now. I'm extremely humble because one time they said, oh, this member of Japanese parliament wants to come on your show and talk about the New World Order. I was so dumb about Japanese politics, after he came on, they go, you know, that's the vice president of Japan, right? I was like, you said the vice president of Japan on? Because he was humble. Like, oh, I'm a member of parliament because they're the guy, the top guy in parliament's the vice premier. We've had a huge effect. The enemy knows that. I don't think the audience realizes what you've done. Dude, you are literally why we're here. You are InfoWars. So please, the storable food is out to 6 weeks or more for delivery, depending on what you order. Everybody else is sold out. They're lying to you, taking your orders. It's disgusting. InfoWarsStore.com has it, but it takes 5 to 6 to 7 weeks, depending on what you order. Really, it's about 5 weeks. They're under-promising, over-delivering. Get your orders in now. Because this virus thing reportedly is going to peak in the summer, so you still should have time to get your food. But regardless, get prepared and get ready. And take the Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula that's now back in stock with 40% off. It's been sold out for months back in stock. So good for the immune system. Take DNA Force, 40% off, back in stock. The PQQ and the CoQ10. Take the Ultra 12, super high quality vitamin B12 under the tongue, now back in stock, 40% off. Those are just as important as storable food. It helps fund the operation. It's good for you and your family. Take your elderberry, take other things, InfoWarsStore.com, that we've really changed history together. That's why the media demonizes InfoWars and attacks us so much, because they know we're really changing the world together. And the great guests like Mike Adams and Dr. Francis Boyle and Dr. Steve Pachinik and just you, the listeners and callers, this is uncontrolled. This is real humanity, not getting talking points, but trying to war game it out together, and that's why it's a symbiotic system, and I'm just a focal point of this. I'm very, very humbled. I'm going to turn the baton over now to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Thank you, Mike.
Alex, before you go, watch this demonstration. I brought something here. I interviewed Dr. Thomas Levy yesterday, and he recommended something about combining hydrogen peroxide with iodine in a nebulizer, and I brought that set up here today just to show you. It's only just a few seconds. You take just a standard nebulizer, like an essential oil nebulizer. You take 3% concentration hydrogen peroxide, pour a little bit in there, take a drop of your iodine, like Survival Shield, put a drop in there. Now, you turn that on, what you have is a super oxygenated system that, watch this, that can now, you breathe it in, you're coating your entire upper respiratory tract with a little tiny amount of iodine combined with the pathogen killing potential of hydrogen peroxide. And I had a sore throat yesterday after I did your show. I told your producers, you know, I got to watch this. I went home and I did this. And today I feel great, completely symptom-free overnight. So this is something super simple that everybody can do. And you can get iodine right now. That's one thing that's not sold out. And it costs you almost nothing to do this. So people, you can do this. You can take care of your health. You can protect yourself in many ways, even without a vaccine or without a pharmaceutical. Just want to show you that. It's pretty cool stuff, Alex.
Listen, I want to do that because my wife, even here on the road, has a humidifier because it's so dry. So much garbage. And that just sounds like music to my bronchioles. So I'm going to try that as soon as I get home, Mike.
Yep. Well, thanks, Alex. I will take over from here. Then I've got a lot of breaking news, folks. We've got Dave Hodges coming up from the Common Sense Show. Just a little bit of delay. I want to thank Dave for holding on. We're going to open with Dave in the next segment. Let me cover a few additional headlines that we've got here for you for the remainder of this segment as I inhale the vapor of hydrogen peroxide and iodine. I mean, why not? This is good for your health. We can all do this. First of all, yes, there is now an argument, a Yahoo News story, I've got it right here, that we've got a law professor, Christopher Robertson, and a professor of medicine, Keith Joyner, saying that people who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus should not be allowed to fly commercial flights. So these two medical tyrants, you might say, they are assuming that the vaccine doesn't spread the disease. And, of course, we know from polio vaccines that use live virus strains that the polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio today. It's so bad that they have to develop vaccines against the polio caused by other vaccines. So, in other words, vaccine-induced polio is the number one form of polio spreading in the world right now. But look where this is going. Already calls for medical martial law in the United States. And it's going to get worse. Here's another one. Of course, Mexico's confirmed its first coronavirus case. And according to the Epoch Times, which has done excellent coverage of this, dozens of states and local laboratories in the United States will finally have permission to begin testing for the coronavirus next week. I wanted to ask Dave Hodges about this coming up. What do you think that means for the number of infections that are likely to be reported starting next week? Nigeria has confirmed its first case, which is now sub-Saharan Africa, has the virus confirmed. Bill Gates had previously estimated that this would kill 10 million people in Africa alone if it grows uncontained there. And by the way, Bill Gates's numbers are very low. If you actually do the math, it's going to be a lot more than 10 million people if this is not contained. Two dogs in Japan have reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus. That indicates it's crossed into the canine species now, and it brings in a lot of new concerns about pet owners. If this spreads through dogs, or if it mutates, crossing back and forth between humans and dogs, what does that mean for any future vaccine or any treatment against this? What does it mean for pet owners? What does it mean for people who let their dogs run around with other dogs, or dog kennels, or you know, dog pounds? What does this mean? We don't know all the answers yet, but we'll bring you more information. On the other side of this, Dave Hodges joins us with some good new intel. Stay with us. Mike Adams here, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, buckle up, folks, because we are about to go into a deep down the rabbit hole right now with Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show. He'll be joining us in just a minute. I was handed an update during the break. Apparently, the My Patriot Supply company is now saying that some orders will take 8 weeks to ship. So just during that first hour when Alex and I were talking, it went from 5 to 6 to 8 weeks to now 8 weeks for some orders, not all, but some. That window of opportunity to get prepared, whether you're talking about storable food or even probably at some point ammunition is going to be affected. I don't know what the firearms market is looking like right now. I don't know if ARs are disappearing off the shelves yet, but that day will come. Your window of opportunity to get prepared is collapsing by the hour. That is no exaggeration. Now, here with some really incredible intelligence is Dave Hodges from the CommonSenseShow.com. I've known Dave for several years. I've interviewed him a couple of times. Like most of us, Dave Hodges is a highly controversial person if you see, you know, what the mainstream media says about us. But Dave has incredible sources in Homeland Security and other areas, and he's been on the mark with this coronavirus pandemic from day one. And that's why I invited him on the show to get his take on things. Dave, welcome to the InfoWars show. It's great to have you on.
It's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me. And you're right. Controversy is kind of our middle name. But I'll say this, Mike. In the first week of January, you and I were reporting on this, and we were called conspiracy theorists. And yesterday, I'm out here in California at the 51st State Convention for California with Paul Preston. And yesterday, I'm listening to Governor Newsom. And what was a conspiracy theory the first week of January is now a proclamation of the state of California here in the last week.
That's right. Yeah, the governor.
It's incredible.
Yeah, what the governor just said yesterday is what we were saying weeks ago. Absolutely, that there are no test kits in California. And by the way, just to explain to the viewers, you're coming to us from a hotel. This is not your normal studio. The visual quality is not quite as good, but you got good lighting, so it's all good. But just so people understand, you know, you're in the field right now. You're covering the what is it, the 51st State Convention? What do you call it there in California?
Exactly. New California, and right now they have 52 of the 58 counties committed to the action. I believe, from my perspective, that for this to be successful, they're not going to have all 58 counties. There'll be two Californias, but we're going to have to win back the House of Representatives. That means eliminate the Democratic majority. And then under Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, following the West Virginia model, they will be able to become a 51st state. But I will tell you this, Mike, there's another possibility right now too. There are $320 billion of debt coming due in April in California. And my sources tell me well over half of that debt is unaccounted for. And that means corruption. And I will tell you this, if they can't pay the pensions and the retirements and all this, there could be chaos in California. And I think it's possible President Trump could invoke the Insurrection Act, remove the leaders of California. And I think a logical move would be to install the delegated leaders of the new California movement into that government until things are streamlined and brought under control. And then I think you'll see smooth sailing to the development of the 51st state. We will have a 51st state, and there'll be 26 new Republican representatives. There'll be two Republican senators and a Republican governor because they're rebelling against Democratic, Bolshevik, communist-style tyranny in the state. And as a consequence, this is going to happen.
Wow. So, okay, so many bombshells to cover there. I didn't even ask you about that yet. You know, I want your take on the coronavirus, California monitoring 8,400 people for possible infections. The governor of California is saying they've run out of test kits or nearly out. They weren't allowed to even test for the virus. California's tested essentially zero. They sent all their cases to Atlanta for the CDC to test. And now we have, you know, confirmed domestic human-to-human transmission, at least one case in California, many more coming. But you're talking about a phenomenon here that could happen in Oregon, in Washington, in many other states where there is highly corrupt Democrat-controlled state capitals surrounded by real America. You know, rural Americans, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-God, you know, those are the people in most of the geographic areas of California, and yet they are ruled over by this corrupt cabal of criminals who run Sacramento and the big cities. Is this a pipe dream, or is this a realistic possible progression here to have a 51st state?
I think the whole thing, as I said, is contingent upon winning back the House of Representatives. And the introduction of this coronavirus and the manner it's happening, as you noticed, they're already blaming Trump and the Republicans. Bloomberg already has a commercial blaming Trump for the coronavirus. Goldman Sachs says, watch out for your stock investments. Trump's inaction and complacency has led to the problem in the stock market. And, of course, Pelosi's been very public along the same lines with her criticism. So they're making it an election issue, and I think depending on how the president handles it, postures it, I think that this could be a real deciding factor going into November.
Well, you see, the open borders policy that the Democrats support should really be blamed for where this pandemic goes if we start to get cross-country infections. And you know, I know you're well aware of this. I've talked about it before, but Mexico now confirmed with the coronavirus, Brazil confirmed. Yes. This is in Central and South America. It's going to spread uncontrolled. The R-naught value is incredibly high. The number of cases will double about every maybe 2.5, 3.5 days, maybe 6 days. We don't know exactly, but it's doubling and doubling and doubling. So eventually there are going to be people infected crossing the border. We already have very poor controls over, you know, testing anybody for diseases. These people are going to go into sanctuary cities. We're going to see cities like San Francisco, I believe, overrun with coronavirus-infected illegal aliens. What does that do to the election in November, in your view, Dave Hodges?
Well, I think it just depends how it gets spun. But, you know, the mainstream media is going to make it a Trump problem, no question about it. And I think that Trump will, if he realizes that this is going to bring down the economy for any length of time, he'll take extraordinary measures to protect the economy, which will mean extreme quarantines. And let me just say this, too. I predicted this 3 weeks ago when people from Zhenzhen tried to get into Hong Kong and were rebuffed, and this is before the implementation of basically martial law under quarantine protocols. And I said a lot of these people are going to find a way to make their way to Mexico. Mexico, in large part, is a puppet state of Red China. They control the cartels, the government, and so forth. And I said, watch the borders. Well, I'm getting increasing reports from Border Patrol and DHS that they are arresting Chinese nationals at the borders. Really? So the infiltration of what I like to call these infectons has already begun to happen, Mike. And you raised a really good point in the last segment when I was listening to you talk about this with Alex. You talked about motivations. Let me get into one big motivation. You said, what'll happen when the reporting starts to happen with these new test kits across America? I look for extreme delays because until, I believe it's May, as reported in by the World Bank. They have about $500 million in funding, and we can get to this afterwards. There's a bet against declaring a pandemic.
Okay, all right. We're interviewing Dave Hodges here from the Common Sense Show. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. We've got big questions coming up and some bombshell information we haven't even got to yet after this short break. Stay with us. This thing is going global. It will not be contained, and it's spreading in California. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We now
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here's what's extraordinary. Most people don't even realize this, but the number of confirmed infections outside of China has already hit 5,000. And, you know, a week ago, that was, or 10 days ago, that was like, what, 500 or something? I don't know the exact number, but today it's over 5,000. And for the first time, the number of infections outside of China on a day-to-day basis is larger than the number of infections reported by China day-to-day. Which means, we know China's lying about this, of course, the WHO is lying, but those lies are actually becoming less and less relevant to the big picture because there are nations that are telling the truth, like South Korea, for example, and Italy, probably. But even the nations that are trying to tell the truth can't test everybody. So the number of infections they're reporting are only a fraction of the number of infections that exist, especially given the long incubation period where people have no symptoms. So how do you even know who to test when you have sustained human-to-human transmission in your country and you don't have people who even travel to China? How do you test them all? You can't. So remember, folks, the number of infections reported is a fraction of the number of infections that exist. Now, we've got Dave Hodges here from thecommonsenseshow.com just for this segment. We've got a special report coming up next segment. Alex Jones interviews the son of the president of Brazil. And the son's name is Eduardo, Bolsonaro. And that's a bombshell interview. I can't wait to see it. But Dave, I know you're aware of some things that you haven't yet made public, but, and I'm not going to spill the beans here, but something you told me yesterday, is that something that you could make public about quarantine personnel, or can we not go there yet?
Elaborate a little bit more, because I'm not quite sure what you're referring to.
Yeah, sure you're not, Dave. That's funny.
I'm going to answer anything you want, because it's time to put all the cards
okay,
on the table.
I'm talking about the personnel that are going to work in the quarantine centers and how the numbers that are exploding of those personnel, federal personnel, which means, by inference, the number of people in quarantine is huge. You've got some intel on that.
We've got quarantine centers already set up, and it's nice how you can have dual use facilities such as what we call FEMA camps. And I first reported on this 5.5 years ago in October of 2014, and I wrote a piece and I introduced a document that was inked between HHS, Human Health Services, and the United Nations called EFS number 8. And incidentally, Mike, it's really interesting. In the president's briefing, he had a lady from the CDC speaking, and she said under EFS number 8, and I almost fell out of my chair, because what this means is they bring in all the former executive orders from Obama and George W. Bush, where you much have a sniffle, a sneeze, they can grab you off the street and send you to one of these camps. And here's what's frightening about the camps. There's two elements here that I want to make sure that I cover. Number one, you're not leaving that camp. They have 17 organizations associated with these medical martial law FEMA camps, and in them, they have not one medical treatment group. The closest they come is the Red Cross, which delivers supplies and does not provide medical treatment. Everything else is intelligence or law enforcement agencies the FBI.
So they're not hospitals. This is the same situation in China. They're not hospitals. They're basically just quarantine death camps.
Yeah, they're hospices for the public, exactly.
Wow.
And the other thing that we know is from FM 39.4, and Doug Hagman and I both broke this about 6 years ago, but under this, it's basically the Army Field Manual for the maintenance and running of FEMA camps. Now, this will have special relevance because I think it links into China and how they're handling dead bodies. But under the martial law provisions of FEMA camps in FM 39.4, they make it clear that they're going to turn the running of these camps over to foreign nationals. And I think that's because they'll be willing to do things to American citizens that you wouldn't otherwise do. And they have details in there about when you eat, how you march to work. It's labor camps. It's basically slave labor to a large extent. But here's the interesting thing, Mike. The one thing they leave out is the disposition of dead bodies. Like, no one's ever going to have a heart attack. No one's ever going to get cancer and die from that. They don't have anything in there in the midst of all these details about dead bodies. And I think what we're looking at here is what we see in China, the introduction of incinerators.
So basically, if you go to one of these camps, you're dead. that or very yes. high probability of dying. If you manage to survive, they might let you out at some point, but for the most part, you're dead. And these are what Hillary called fun camps, right?
Yeah, correct.
Hillary's fun camps. How much fun is it going to be thrown into an incinerator oven? China has put in another order, I heard, for more incinerators because they've been using the ones they have so much. Some of them are breaking down. So they have an expansion of incinerators. Dave, I know you've got a lot more to say. Look, we have a special report from Alex, an interview coming up for the next segment. Can you stay over that segment and join us for 5 minutes at the top of the next hour or two?
Sure, I'd be
okay.
happy to.
Okay, then go ahead and continue. Don't let me interrupt you. You get a lot of intel. Go ahead.
Well, so I want to make sure people understand that what I'm saying here is not wild-eyed conspiracy theory. EFS number 8, it's a PDF. You can still access it online as of last week. The other thing that we know, Mike, is that you got FM 39.4, and it's been published probably in 10,000 locations at this point. So there's documentation for what you're saying. The other thing I was starting to talk about as we went into the last break, and I wanted to finish this thought, you made a really astute statement. You and Alex both did. About, you know, we now have more testing, and what are they going to do with the results? We want to ask Dave about this when he comes on. Well, in the publication Market Watch on February 21st, they identify a $445 million bond fund, both Class A and Class B, and it's basically insurance against pandemics. Now, here's the interesting thing. If no pandemic is declared, the people that have bought insurance, it's presumably the medical facilities of nation states, they get money back. There's another group that if the money's paid out, they get 7%. So there's like competition for the same pool of money for a declared pandemic. One side wants it, one side doesn't.
So and, you think this is why the WHO is refraining from using the word pandemic?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Because the due date for these bonds, there's two classifications here. One is a $320 million fund that comes due in July of this year. And I think that what we're going to see is underreporting, and this is why I think the president's taking the position he's taking, especially, too, because he's also protecting the economy from, you know, the fears of a downturn with health and all the, you know, basically the BDI stopping. That's probably another topic for another day. But in reality, Mike, what we're looking at here is money is driving the reporting. That's what I'm saying. And then people can access this report online by just typing in Market Watch and go to February 21st for that article.
Yeah, they brought up that article while you were talking. You know, this is fascinating. So they're not only do we have then people invested in both sides of the outcome here, but also just on the economic supply side, we've seen there's a glut of oil now because China is not using as much energy. We've seen copper prices plummet because China's not using as much copper, which is a common ingredient in semiconductors. We are seeing a glut of a lot of the supply side and then extreme scarcity in products that are normally produced from these inputs of energy and minerals and so on. So how would you describe this supply chain crisis that now emerges? We're just beginning to see it. It's going to get a lot worse. What are your thoughts on the economic consequences?
Mike, that's a really good question, and I think without even considering the fact that this virus could indeed go pandemic or has gone pandemic, even without that variable, what we are looking at now is because it's hit China so hard, and China's the number two economy in the world, you can't help but it's going to have a bad effect. And I'll just point to one statistic, and then I'll talk about the offshoot. The statistic is that three times now in the past 2 weeks, the Baltic Dry Index, which measures the volume of global trade, has hit the lowest level in recorded history. That means goods and services associated with global trade are not moving. So what it means for America is since our economy is intertwined with the Chinese and they produce most of our medications, we're going to have real trouble. What is it, 95-97% of all antibiotics come out of China?
Yeah.
We're going to see these spot shortages, and I'm encouraging everyone right now hearing my voice to contact their medical professionals and ask if their medicine is going to be available and ask for how they can validate that information.
Okay, Dave, stay with us. We've got to go to break. On the other side of this break, we've got the interview between Alex Jones and Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of the president of Brazil, who is a big fan of not only Trump, but of Alex Jones and this program. And then we'll be back with Dave on the other side of that. So stay with us. There's a lot still coming up here today. Bombshell after bombshell. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Great. He's coming right behind you.
Sir, God bless you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
No.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Here, let's give you a little background. Let's go. Well, here we are with the time the Brazilian president, who's a real maverick, really only, say only to Trump, promoting nationalism, God, family, country. And of course, they tried to murder him, they stabbed him, but he's won the presidency, and he's really caused a rebirth in Brazil, and his son is here at CPAC. This is really a great, epic moment, and we're so blessed to talk to you, sir.
I say thank you for the opportunity, Alex. Big fan of you. You don't even know, but a couple of years ago, I sent an email for you, trying to be the InfoWars guy in Brazil.
Well, we wish we'd have got that email. We're small.
No, you're great.
So tell us about the relationship between Trump, InfoWars, and just the ideas in Brazil and what was already there, what your father stands for and the fights he's been through. People, you know, he's a champion, a lion with hyenas around him.
Yeah, we are together, not only trade, but also the future issue, fighting against all of those globalists that try to bring to our countries a universal kind of government. So it's what is happening by the United Nations, by the European Union, as you can see in the Brexit, and now we are reacting. We are showing to the people that we, conservatives, we want to have a family and all of that, that we have a voice. We have a voice with Trump, we have a voice with Jair Bolsonaro, and we have the most tolerant guys. I mean, when you talk about this stab that my father got attacked during the elections period, that's a time. Much of the press, they don't say that this step was made by a former member of the Socialism and Liberty Party in Brazil. So extreme left. They don't even use extreme left. They don't use extreme right or far right. So we are the best guys to keep Brazil going on the way of the freedom and of the prosperity. And thanks God, we are in a very good situation.
Let's speak to that. Bernie Sanders campaign people all over have been texting. They want to put people in camps. They want to kill everybody. That's what communists do. Your father was almost killed by a socialist, by a communist. And when they attack, when they shoot members of Congress like Scalise, they will not say anything.
Yes.
These people are violent.
Yes, they are really violent. And they really support each other. Like, it's crazy how they don't talk about a lot about it. But if we say something that they can see, that they can get a word and tell that, you know, this guy, he wants a dictatorship in Brazil, which is a real lie. They support, they give this voice everywhere. So we have to be connected, we have to be supporting each other to fight back against this fake news times.
What would you call this global wave of nationalism, of reconnecting with God and family? What would you call this wave? Because it's getting stronger. You said with Brexit and everything else is happening. How far do you think this will go, and how will the forces of globalism strike back?
It's very hard. If you take a look in Chile, you are seeing how the leftists are trying to fight back against Pinheiro. In Brazil, it's not happening now, and the best thing to fight against it is cutting their money. If you cut their money, they are very smart when they create the institutes to receive the money. They don't have any kind of moral to send money to this kind of people. Brazil, when we had Dilma Rousseff and Lula da Silva in Brazil as presidents, they were giving our money from our public bank called BNDES to build a port in Cuba, to build subway in Venezuela, and they never pay us back. So this is socialism. If you want to try Bernie Sanders, you don't even have to imagine about the facts. Look to Brazil, look to Venezuela, where they're going. And don't think that this is something far away from your reality. Because during the 90s, if you talk to any Venezuelan, that Venezuela would feel, would have a dictatorship in this way that they are having with Maduro, no one would believe in that. So please, vote for Trump.
In closing, any other points you'd like to make? I just want to speak about the fact that communism never works except for the establishment. And if you tune into the news about Trump or your father, it's nothing but negative. But when you see nothing but negative, you know that person's good. And I think people finally, at least a large portion of people, a majority, now get away. But all I see is negative. Someone must be good. And I don't know how the media has lost its power to a great extent. Is going to survive now. They tried to censor us, but that's not working either. It seems like they're losing on every front, and their whole deep state operations are failing. What do you think they're going to do next?
I think they're going to, some of them for sure, they're going to fail. And I think, like, more and more channels as InfoWar or other independent channels, they're going to touch to grow up. I think this is what is going to happen. We are in the internet era. That's why they are crazy trying to control the internet.
I agree. Any other points just about the epic fight your father's in, President Trump, and what you see in the future?
I see the future perspective. We are only in the first year under Bolsonaro government in Brazil, and we reduced in 20% the first year. We reduced in 20% the number of the murders. We are not in a recession anymore. Brazil, we grew up a little bit more than 1% last year, and also generates a little bit more than 1 million jobs. So this is the right way, and I think if we keep going, we will never go back anymore to a socialist system.
And thanks for your support of Israel too, and moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah. We are studying that. Okay. Yeah. Not sure if this year.
Yeah.
If it's up to me, this year we are going to move the embassy to Jerusalem.
Woo!
But
yeah.
President Bolsonaro said that in the maximum next year, he's going to do that.
So your father is getting stronger, while the globalists are getting weaker.
Yes. Sure. Yes. You can feel that.
But the people have to know this is a total war. People need to go directly to what your father and others have to say. What is the best place to find what he actually says to find out why he's so attacked?
It's his social media. Forget about the mainstream media. If you look to the mainstream media in Brazil, you have, it's the same that I say to you that watch CNN. No, don't watch CNN. Go read a book. Get a nice book to do that. Or if you want like real information, you go to the independent channels or to the...
And by the way, they're even trying to ban Trump off Twitter now. I know they talked about trying to restrict your father, so the people have been banned. I know he's... Is your father going to stand up against big tech censorship?
This is an interesting case. Like, we need other channels too. We are strong in social media, but you're right, Alex. We don't know how much longer does it will take. If you see Paul Joseph Watson and all the other guys, especially the small conservative ones that have a channel in the social media, sometimes they just block them, and that's all, and no one even knows that.
Well, you're doing a great job, and tell your dad, keep it up. He's a real inspiration. We have people like him all over the world, like Nigel Farage and others. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. Amazing interview.
There we go. That was just a fascinating interview with Eduardo Bolsonaro from Brazil. He's the son of the president of Brazil. Really cool guy. That was a great interview. We really appreciate all the things that Alex is doing to get those interviews and the success of, well, nationalism. That is having faith and pride in your own country and building your country to be strong. We're now seeing the collapse of globalism because of the situation in China right now and the drawbacks of having supply lines that depend on some communist nation providing your products. And that's not working. Trump needs to take advantage of this. We're going to continue with Dave Hodges right now here, and also we'll have him in the next segment. I've got a question for Dave going into this. President Trump is now reported to be on the verge of invoking the Defense Production Act, which would allow him to essentially order certain manufacturers or to, you could say, aid them to allow them, perhaps with government funding or loans or what have you, to produce more medical supplies and materials in the United States. But even though this may be a good move right now, maybe it's necessary, but isn't it interesting that we're starting to see elements of central command and control economy now here in the United States? Is this a good thing or a bad thing, Dave?
Well, I think it's a responsible thing. I don't have any information that confirms this, but it's kind of interesting. This is a light, I think it's Section 201, but I stand corrected on that perhaps. It's Executive Order 13603 that came out of Obama that basically said he could take over any business and do anything he wanted with it. Also, it's a continuity of government provision as well, too. So the president has the authority to do this legitimately, and I think it's a good move if he is doing it, particularly in light of the fact that China controls so much of our medication distribution, that we could have people with chronic conditions in real trouble here in short order. So I would expect this to be true, yes.
But ultimately, if we're going to have products made in America because American workers are paid a lot more than Chinese workers, and America has better environmental regulations, you could say, or companies are more environmentally responsible than Chinese companies, which basically completely ignore all regulations, products made in America will be more expensive than products made in China. There's no way around it. So are Americans willing to pay more? And also on the flip side, what's the real cost of chasing the lowest price? You know, the Walmart China price has put us in this situation where we are right now with supply lines collapsing, shortages coming in pharmaceuticals, in consumer products, in smartphones, and much more. So hold on. We'll answer that in 2 minutes with Dave Hodges on the other side of this break. Excuse me. Mike Adams here with Infowars.com. Stay with us. More answers straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.